Good evening. I welcome you to our daily show. It's called Time to Meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. It is a beautiful Friday that as I speak now, so going to work. You may be stuck in the traffic going from. I want to say to you is being blessed. It is a beautiful Friday. It's a Friday, a month end Friday. According to the calendar, it is the end day for the Women's Month, celebrating the women whom they fought. They did whatever they can do in order to protect us. That's what they say. Now I am excited tonight to join or to be able to host, to present this show tonight once again. Time to meditate. We start our show by prayer. Let me pray. Daddy, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe that Father God, you are going to be with us, going to restore our hearts, because we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Lord, I pray, I'm saying restore our heart. Everybody who is listening now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Father, I say be with them now, in Jesus' name, in the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Patrick will be joining me tonight of a woman. I have a referral going to read. The verse that we are going to meditate with, remember we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts. Radio, we love you and we appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your support. It's going to be awesome tonight. Proverbs chapter 31. But there are a lot of scripture that we'll be meditating with. Remember, we are going to speak about the beauty of what we are going to be talking about. Now let me start by Proverbs. God is going to help us. God is going to restore us. It says, but you have outlasted them all. Alright? Let me repeat it. It says, many women have done wonderful things. You have passed excellent work. Now, the husband was proud, saying that many women have done a wonderful things, but you have outlasted them. Let me read this. They are many, but you suppress them all. But you suppress them all. Of a woman, a beauty. Of beauty of a human. That's what we are. Now, where we just read, we are reading about when King Lemuel was acknowledging he have done a wonderful thing, but you have suppressed them all, meaning uba fitile ka ofela. Right. That's what we are talking about tonight. Okay. The Bible says in the heaven and earth. And after he created heaven and earth, he created a human being. which is Adam. Alright? In Adam, that is where Eve came. Now, Eve comes from the man. Okay? Eve comes from the man. Now, tonight we are talking about the beauty of a woman. Hebrews chapter 10, number 22. After I read this, I'm going to invite Pastor Believe that God. So, let's do this. Full of belief, confidence that we are presentable inside and out. Let's do this. Okay? It's saying, let's do this. So, let's do this full of belief, confidence that we are presentable inside and out. So that we are, I told you that the guest that I'm going to have, I want you to go and fetch him with the song that's saying that Masingita. Divine Amoruti, I welcome you to our show tonight. I just welcome you with the song, then we'll continue.
South Africa. by the grace, right? Winning a daughter with Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with your Mama Blast for the new Pastor Patrick Moon, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people with Pastor Nathan Kolofelo Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets leading and talk with some.
Our short time to meditate with myself and I want you to feel welcome tonight.
Thank you so very much, Murutuaka, and greetings to you as well. Greetings to your wonderful listeners all over the world. I just greet them in the most wonderful name, the name of Jesus Christ. And I am grateful to be part of the show tonight. And I hope and I know that we will have a beautiful conversation and interaction tonight. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Yeah, I thank you, Morudi. Now, I said that tonight we are the beauty of a woman.
A woman.
Yeah. Now, I have just read two verses, two chapters, 12 chapters, that a lot will be talking a lot. Not attacking anyone. We are just appreciating and talking about the beauty of read Proverbs chapter 31, but Proverbs 31 verse number 8. Many good women there, but you are
the best.
The best. Meaning they are beautiful women there. They are many good women. Talking about the beauty. Chapter 10, verse number 22. Now, I read it with the Message Bible, where it's saying, I'm going to repeat what it said, where it's saying that, so, let's do this, full of belief, confident that we are presentable inside and out. That's what it said. That, let's do this, full of belief, ne? Doubt.
Okay.
Double. Because now, it and out.
And out.
It's just that inside we can see, but outside we can see. That is what we will be talking about as we talk about the beauty of a woman. There are many good women there, but you are the best. Meaning, this woman, that is the best, she had the principle, the values, even if there are good women there, but my man, she's the best. So that's what we are talking about tonight, the beauty of lots of verses that we can read that support what we are going to talk about. As I she's tucked, a person must not feel that we are talking about her. We are not talking about, we're just talking about the beauty. Hebrews it talks about that we are presentable inside. Give you a chance. Romans chapter 12 and from verse number 1, actually from verse number 1 it says, so here is what I want you to do, God helping you, you're sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around, and place it before God what God does for you. Now number 2 is say, don't that to your culture. Instead, fix your changed from the inside. Be recognized what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always bring you down to its level. First, develop well-formed maturity in you. Now, we just read the three chapters. But you are the best. Now, whereas in Hebrews it talks about, let's do this, and confidence, sensible insight, to give you this time route, just to put it in the way you understand the beauty of a woman, as we are continuing.
Thank you so very much, man of God. A very complex subject that I believe we are tackling tonight. the subject of a woman's beauty, because there are so many schools of thoughts as to what the beauty of a woman is. You know, there are those who believe that it is the skin texture. There are those who believe it's the hair. There are those who believe it's the fashion sense. There are those who believe it's her voice. There are those who believe it's her money, and those who believe it's her curves. Mm-hmm. Some believe it's her complexion, skin complexion, and some believe it's her smile.
Yeah.
You know, some believe it's her height. Some believe it's her weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people interpret the beauty of a woman in various ways. I have my own too, which remains a deduction from the Word of God, from the angle in which I understand it.
Uh-huh.
You know, just before I go further into that, I just want to pay homage to a woman of God who is being laid to rest today. I just want to pay homage. To some extent, she also represents. Now, if I were to, I would say a woman's beauty is people that are, for instance, and the story of the lady that was called Tabitha. You know, the Bible says.
Okay.
And that beauty, those which are around you, is the value that you add to the people in your circle or the people in your corner.
Yeah.
You know, according to me, it has nothing to do with the weight or the curves or the bosom or, you know, the height and all the education. We also need to break it down and understand that there is inner beauty and there is outer beauty. The outer beauty, now, with outer beauty usually represents. It's not all the time, but most of the time. Book of Proverbs, woman behaves. Woman that has been celebrated. She is celebrated because of her character. Now, you have many women. She was a woman of a woman that captivates both the inner beauty as well as the with her heart. It has less to do with that. This is my own interpretation of that. But however, there is outer beauty, which is apparent in sense. Amen.
Okay. So now you see, okay, man. Baba. you know, some people they said, but let be legally based. That's what they see.
Yeah. Yeah. We cannot run away from that. You know, when God made a woman.
It seems that you.
I
think.
I have to say that, in terms of, you know, this fact that our definition of what beauty, total essence, is the combination of beauty plays the bigger role.
Yeah.
So we cannot turn away from the fact that women are beautiful, in their different or in their diverse colors, in their diverse.
All right. So now, where I just read Maruti in the book of Proverbs chapter 12, where it talks about it saying that it talks about that our everything. Here is a person, agree mudimu nyaka pilo, and they do things bari mudimu nyaka pilo. They do things bari mudimu nyaka pilo. And chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse number 3, it says, the stylish of the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition cultivate inner beauty, gorgeous kind that God delight in. The holy woman of old and well husband. Okay? They sometimes quote verse number 3, now in other words, the way they were. Okay? The way they were, they adjust very much. But whereas when we go further, it talks about the women. Okay? That's why when we read in the book of Proverbs, the woman that them all. Like, we have a problem, Ruti, with Mudimu Nyaka Pilo. Mudimu Shebile Pilo. They want to tell. But what we want to say is, in the book of Hebrews 10, it talks about we should be presentable inside and outside.
That God is saying we should represent our bodies. But however, there are now two opposing schools of thought here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to tell me everything I want to do with my body.
Mm.
You do that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to control me. I don't want anybody to tell me. We see that in 2018.
Mm.
And it seems to be a philosophy that has been derived from the feminist agenda.
Mm.
You know, that says, ruled by how I feel. I'm free to do that. Of thought, which is a Christ, do everything that I want to do. Who guides me? He's the Father who rebukes me what to do.
Mm.
I no longer lead my steps, but the steps of the righteous or the steps of the believers or the steps of the Christians are ordered by the Lord. If he says, wear this, I wear it. If he says, don't wear this, I don't wear it.
Okay.
Because it's no longer me that lives, it's Christ that lives in me. So I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. So now, as the temple of the Holy Spirit, it's very important for me to represent the Holy Spirit very well.
Okay, 100%. Mm. Okay, and I see. Like, as I have just mentioned to you, that this is that behavior. Now, and it becomes... I want us to read Proverbs chapter 7. No other way. Just hold on. Okay, Muruti, I'm back.
Thank you,
Kosana. So I was just speaking to her on the line.
All right.
To tell her that what time we're going to have in the studio. Okay.
Yeah.
As I was saying to you, that the scripture that I'm going to read, it is, let me just read it, but it is tough. It is tough. Mm. It's saying, Proverbs chapter number 7. I don't want to start it from verse 1, but
I'm listening to you.
But I wanted to start from verse number 10. Now, everyone who is listening to us, they can start it from verse number 1, it's fine. Are you still hearing, Muruti? Are you still with me?
I hear you very well.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying that, well, I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 10. Now, our listener, wherever they are welcome to start it from verse number 1, so that they can understand. Now, it read as follows with the message. Just then, a woman met him. She's been lying in waiting for him, dressed to seduce him. Okay? To seduce him. Okay? Now, why I'm reading this verse is, they are human. The way they are wearing, they seduce the men.
Okay.
Yeah. The way they wear, they are seducing the men. It is not me. It's how the Bible says it. It just tells us that they are women.
Mm.
Because it's saying, just then a woman met him. She's been lying in, waiting for him, dressed to seduce him.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? It means that the way this woman was wearing, she was wearing in a way that she will see. I mean, maybe sometimes women, they're wearing not knowing that what they are wearing, it causes a problem to the people. The person say, no, I mean, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why we're talking about this, Moroti, we know that tomorrow is summer.
Yeah.
It's summer or spring.
Yeah, in South Africa,
It's going to be tough. Believe in me, Moroti, it's going to be tough. It's gonna be very, very, very tough. Recently, I saw on Facebook, there is this bogart. That is a bogart, but at the back in Alemashubashi. So we react in a different way. We react in a different way.
That is
why tonight we are urging everyone who is just listening to us now. We ask you. We urge you and we ask you, present your body as a living sacrifice to God. Okay? We urge you, we ask you, in nicer way, present your body to God as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because it gives us a problem.
Yeah.
It gives us a problem, Ruti. We rebut. I mean, we can't, even if we are the servants of God, but rebut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was going through the Bible about King Solomon, I mean King David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bible explained to us that David,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We
can't blame David. I mean, what mood?
Okay.
The first thing, Masadi Ola Unatlaba sa kwala lebati. Okay? Kabona sa kwala le window. Because Bible is money through the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, that's what I'm saying. Ari. Bargain. I feel we are urban repeal. Why? I mean, we can't run away from it. We can't. We must say it the way it is. We must say it the way it is. And when you
expect us to be appropriate,
uh-huh.
Because remember, we are as the disciples of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. We are also the agents of the gospel.
Yeah.
To some people, we are the living word. We are the only Bible they can read.
Okay.
And so it's very, I find it very interesting. I was just checking the funeral of Aretha Franklin, or the procession, just now.
Okay.
And I found something very interesting, how even celebrities, all the people that are invited there, how appropriate they look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in honoring the departed, sometimes we have grown to be a society that seems to feel we need to be appropriate when we are honoring the departed, whilst we don't feel the same way when we are.
Okay. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, we look so presentable when we go for interviews.
Okay.
And we don't seem to have the same standard when we go for church services, you know.
Mm.
Or when we go to the mall, for instance.
Okay.
You know? And beauty as an outer appearance so very much that we go to great extents to fix their noses. And she's, you know, when the barber 31, it's...
Okay. So let's do this, Murud. Let's do this. Now.
Yeah.
Now, I am going to invite Masko-san, but before we do that, let's read Proverbs chapter number 23. Okay? Okay, well, it is very hard as well, but we'll read it. It is very hard, but we'll read it. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 28, but we'll start from verse 26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes take delight in my ways. For a loose woman is a deep hollow, and a strange woman is a narrow water hole. Yes, she is waiting secretly like a beast for its food, and deceived by her is increased among men. Okay? That's what it says.
Yeah.
That's what it says, that now this was a conversation between the son and the father, and the son, the mother, and fetch. Masko-sana, as we continue with this show, and re-revalide verses cha fapana fapana, trying to explain. Get the first cha September is good. Amen.
This invitation abantu bayisebenzisayo. Sometimes they want to satisfy their needs. Umzimba wethu uli temple la kaNkulunkulu. The heart and the temple, we are truth, your character.
Okay. So, okay. Mama, we just read Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 10 and 25. And we read Proverbs chapter 23. verse number 26-28. I'm going to repeat. Eri, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes take delight in my ways. For a loose woman is deep hollow, and a strange woman is a narrow water hole. Yes, she is waiting secretly like a beast for its food, and deceive by her is increased among men. So I think really a problem, Yauri, as you have mentioned, Mamauri, Mibiliarna, it's God's temple. And then if Mibiliarna is God's temple, meaning we must present our body as a living sacrifice to God, not only the heart only. Because many people, they say, Ore, Mudimunyaga Pilu, Anataba Li, Lidia Paro, meaning they misquote the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Now, the thing is, our listener, they will not see the demonstration that we wanted to do, but I believe what we wanted to do. God, these people, there is a spill there. I want you to just maybe making me understand, or is the mirror the same, or the mirror that the men are using is the same as the mirror that the women are using? Maybe it's not the same, I don't know.
There is one.
Okay.
The only thing I want to buy in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Because umuntu kaningi ufuna ukushintsha lokuthi Jehova God himself. Because Israel goes like from the book of 2 Corinthians 5:7.
Yeah.
Uma ubuKristu bayisitabelisha.
Okay.
Kodwa akuyadlula kuvela ukusha. So whatever ubuKristu bakamke ukuKristu, kuhlukana nabo, mase ubuKristu. You become a new creation. Nalokhoka okugqoka usdisplay ngako usesezweni, it's not gonna umuntu omdala, it becomes a problem. Kuba nama as if kunama personal issues. But engithanda kakhulu ukuthi singabaza, we don't need to compromise izinto zakankulunkulu. Whether umuntu uyayithatha akayithathi, but you stand eqinisweni. Abanye, they do things because baba ne backup even in the churches. Obviously, no, I can't lose this person or that person because when the 1, 2, 3 and conjoined. So we the whole ibanda lakankulunkulu, not one person.
I agree with you so fully, Mama, because at times even us as pastors, sometimes we get this challenge where sometimes we end up compromising the quality of the gospel.
Yes.
Because of the quantity of the people we may lose if we present the gospel. So we end up lowering the values and we become shy. I believe that number one, as pastors, sometimes some of the pastors, some of our colleagues, have become shy from speaking the truth. I believe their boldness have receded from speaking the truth the way it is, you know, and it is the truth of the truth, you know. So I really believe that, number one, the leaders of churches must behold the truth and speak the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
You know, because it liberates. That's number one. Number two, I just want to agree as well with you on what you were saying, that the leaders of families, they must be the priests of their families.
Yes.
You know, they must be able to lay the family law. You cannot go outside.
Yes, yes.
You know, once sinqoba laikhaya, ukuthi laikhaya we understand ukuthi umntwana wentombazane, she values herself. We teach her how to value her body. You know, we let her understand that she is not just the people of the world. She is not part of the world, but she is part of the peculiar generation. She is part of the royal priesthood. And if you are a child from the royal family, you don't just wear njengomntukazana. You know, you value yourself. Your value is higher than the people of the world.
Yes.
And at the same time, we must keep on Here's another thing that I've been thinking earlier on, Mewaka Limruti, that we also need to find Christian designers, clothing designers, you know, which will design clothes which are also embraced with the Word of God. Clothes that will not, for lack of a better word, which will not oppose the Scriptures and the Word of God. The reason I'm saying that is because in most cases, the fashion trends of the world, the Kim Kardashians, the so-and-so, Bungatababona, unfortunately, they are not Christian people. They are not religious people at all. Mm. So they can wear whatever they want, and they can wear as wealthy as they want to wear, you know. And we use those people as examples, even in the church. You find bo woman of God, bo prophetess, wearing like bo Kim Kardashian, and you wonder to yourself, you know, if there's still Holy Spirit inside that person.
Yes.
So to add on what Murudi is saying, I just want to put this that now, agree where we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, it talks about that. We should have confidence that we are presentable inside and out. But now the problem is when we read in Romans, it said we mustn't copy things from the world. Now, the problem that we are having as a Christians is we copy things from the world. For example, a person wear that miniskirt, and the person dance washo.
I'm not sure, but we hear you very well from our side.
Okay. La rigwa, ma'am. Hello?
Okay, I think it's her network. It keeps on cutting here and there.
Okay.
Because Nalwena, we hear her very well, but sometimes she fails to hear us.
Okay, let's try again. Okay. Let me try again. As I try again, let's just do this.
Okay.
Let's just say... okay, we're going to try again by this.
BCCSA, Ronkantis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man about Timothy and Mamu Rata. What's on a little na who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. MB Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 PM. Time to mediate with John Mama Bolo. 6 to 8 PM. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning.
Yeah, Mama, re welcome a big happy. I think Nelly Katin. Hello?
I'm Ruth.
She's been.
Okay. Raguagala.
Raguagala, personally, Echo.
Echo. Let me see. Okay. Raguagala.
Thank you. I also hear you very well.
Okay. Yeah. Amen. I was saying we end up being copying things from the outside, and we bring it in the house of the Lord. For example, the person will wear the miniskirt, and there is this thing that is trending. It's called Vosho. And... a person will just dance that Vosho there, wearing the miniskirt, and according to the person, a person feels that proudness that we should dance Vosho. So how can we correct this? How can we correct this thing?
It's what I've noticed is that every time we figure into enters, we as Christians have a copycat.
Okay.
We copy everything and we bring it to the church.
Mm.
So, as irritating, If we don't allow things to be done in the church, people will go out and do them. But at the very same time, people should know ukuthi kuyini okuhle okwenzayo in the house of the Lord, that ukuthi uthathe izinto zangaphandle ezinganaveli uzilethe in the church. So this verse, ngokwami understanding, umdanso wangaphandle and abantu abawudansayo ukukhombisa ukungabi nesimilo, especially izokwenziwa in the church umuntu angagqokanga ngendlela efanele.
Okay.
Just imagine umama omdala osenkonzweni okanye ubaba okhulile usenkonzweni ayokwenza ivosho in front of the children phambili in the pulpit. Ihlaza ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu. Ngifisa ivelu yobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu, because now we trying to please ourselves, no more God. The minute umuntu amela phambili usise mdala okanye ubrother ashaye ivosho okanye usise agcoke iministry, upresenta whatever anayo la emzimbeni wakhe okuthi distep endlini kaNkulunkulu. Kusuka ivangeli, kusuke intshumayelo, kusuke konke. Uzibuza ukuthi what is it that is happening right in the pulpit, because the pulpit indawo engcwele kaNkulunkulu. So kwenziwa zonke le zinto lezi just to please people, not to leave the churches.
I think to add on what, before I give you more detail, to add on what Mama is saying is, I think sometimes it's because we want the the majority, not quality. Because if majority is agreeing, I think nowadays it's because it's a competition of saying my church, I have 500 members a day, and if I start telling them that we do things in this way, and then I will end up being start to lose them. So okay, Muruta, I give you a chance to say what you have to say.
Yes, man of God, thank you so very much. Woman of God as well, thank you so very much. I just wanted to add what you have already laid down very clearly, that I really believe that, you know, it's very, very important to take things such as Sunday school very seriously, where we indoctrinate, we teach the young children about the principles and the standards of God at the young age, and they reach the wrong right. Because you know, if we can just compare just for a moment how Jews teach the young girls and the young boys about the Torah at the young age, and how the Islamists or how the Muslim people teach the young boys and the young girls at the young age, you know, and whatsoever that they have been taught at the young age, they will live with it for the rest of their lives. It becomes second nature. It becomes part of their bodies, part of their lives, you know. The woman of God has said, "Ligotshwa lisamila," you know, and I agree with that fully, which means that ukhona hore ukobentho isantsane imile, isantsane ili fragile, isantsane ili easily teachable, easily advisable. And once they are older, it's very, very difficult, because she will say to you, but what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Because even the woman of God so and so, and she's doing it, and her church is great, and she's a prophet of God, and she ministers the gospel so great. What's wrong with it? Because this minister, she's a gospel artist, and she's well celebrated, she's well received, she can speak in tongues, she can do 1, 2, 3, and she wears like this. What's wrong with it? You know. And then the feminist agenda comes in. The feminist agenda that says, I can wear everything that I want to wear. I don't want to be oppressed by religion anymore. You know, and that's the type of an agenda that seems to be so filled in our TV screens lately. You watch the normal TV, which I call junk TV. You come across that type of mentality that says we are free. We are no longer oppressed.
We are no longer oppressed by religion telling us what to wear, what not to wear. If I want to wear cleavage, I wear cleavage. If I want to wear a very tight dress that all my buttocks are outside, I can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so we are threading at the very, you know, at the last hour of the church, where the Bible is clear to us that him who holds on until the end shall be saved. So it's very important for us to keep on teaching these things instead of making the church to be an entertainment environment. You know, where it's just performers on the stage, and the man of God is just a one-man show who comes in to entertain the people or to preach what their itching ears want to hear. We must go back to really preaching the gospel as raw and as robust as it is. And if you preach the truth of God, the anointing of God will cover you. And when the anointing of God will cover you, then the Holy Spirit will teach the people and will penetrate through. And the word of the Lord will become like a double-edged sword. And the Bible says it penetrates through. Mm. It will penetrate and it will win the people. And those people will be won for Christ. That's what we need to do. We need to go back to preaching the real gospel, not selling the gospel for money or for fame, or for the number of people that we must have as a congregation.
So okay, I hear you. So I just want to say this. I think sometimes the women, ladies, and they don't know that with their attire they seduce many people, because the way the person wear, you can seduce someone without noticing, and when that person try to follow you, you will say that he's following me. Can't he? Like, let me just give you an example. I sometimes tell the people about the dog, that if you are having a lesapone, lana, and then ulutiru tamalon, the dog itawata namaka pa utiru nama inalmadi. So what I'm saying is, how much apara asa para hand, and ubuncha, I mean, batuba, and then batlam salam ra, and the end of the day, agir lasti datoma, and lasti, because agori somebody umus juicy la adrare itaile last, because agir, that is why in the book of Proverbs it said, We should not even associate with those people who are those women who are trying to wear the mini skirt, and because I think what I can say is to everyone who is listening to us is, before you go out of your house, you must check if you are comfortable then if you get I mean, agree, Mama. We Ronaldo Basadi Artuani. I mean, we have been created in Kamhomung Artuani. And the Morris Artuani. Then if there is a problem, Yauri, Mosadi Anyango go compare Ale Munar no Lena. Well, we are not the same. It ends up being a problem, Ori. And then it becomes a problem, Maori. Being preaching there, you are in spirit, Mara, sometimes with last naming. Agree, when you go to pulpit, almost naming. When you go to the pulpit and preach, you are still in flesh.
Yeah.
And then when you know, there, okay, I'm listening, Murut.
Sorry. Forgive me, Murut.
No, you're welcome.
The reason I seem to interject often is because sometimes, as you speak, there are so many things that are being revealed.
Mm.
And at times, I'm a person who sometimes forget.
Yeah, it's fine. Good, you can.
So thank you for the go ahead, Muruduaga. You know, I just wanted to say that what usually happens is that sometimes I really think that it exposes the fact that many sons and daughters of Jesus Christ don't consult, because you spoke about looking at the mirror, you know, and the Bible says, not mirror, and then half it, he turns away, and then he forgets how he looked like.
Mm.
You know, so I just wanted to say that, you know, the greatest mirror we have, you know, even before you look up from go, whichever shop it is, you know, Edgar's, Markham's, it doesn't matter. You know, you are there with Holy Spirit and you consult this pair of jeans. Is it okay for me as the child of the living God?
Mm.
Do you approve Moyo Inwe? You know, so the first thing that we should get it if Holy Spirit disagrees with it, it does not matter what people say. If you got the opinion from the Holy Spirit, you know, I just concerned about getting likes, you know. And the more naked you are, the more likes you get, the more famous you get. You know, that's the world, standard of the world, you know, but subscribe to the standards of the world. Consult and hear the voice of the Holy Fellowships with the Holy Spirit, the person who carries a repentant heart.
Yeah. So okay. As a demon ring, we are, sometimes you go there, you are human. It's not the same. I mean, Artwani. And Utola Mutara Orera in a awkward position. Utola Orera in an awkward position. You feel like, you know, sometimes you go over the offense like a speed because you are in an awkward position.
Yeah.
And sometimes people. And which is not the shop drink water, we will come back.
Your pain, by the patio, your now, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people. Just for a soul, our particular multa galilarilla internet, www.radio.org, our radio.
Problem with the line.
Yeah.
She's no longer on the line, but we will continue. Yeah. So as I was saying, Murudu, that I copy things from there is a part for men as well. That you wear the trouser that is torn. I personally I'm against it. Everyone who is associating with me wearing it, you must know that I'm against it. And I will say it that I'm against it. Go with me with that I'm against it. So bring it in the house of God. With the way we walk, the way we eat, the way we do things.
Yeah.
Which will be people are doing things. And it affects each and everyone. It's not in this case here. It's not only men who are suffering. Even the women, they suffer the way men are wearing. I mean, we must look this woman, but we think that it is bad for them as well.
Yeah,
it is bad for them as well. So, Kavari. A woman can be and deciding get caught, able to, and because I read Job chapter number 31, verse number 1. Now, I want to be just reading about the Job's prayer when he said, I made a solemn pact with myself never to. Now, Job was saying that you are not wearing, it becomes a problem. It becomes a serious problem.
Hey, it's a very bitter pill. Things which are to do this. I just want to congratulate those which are still standing firm for the gospel.
Yes.
Those which are standing firm, both in their heart and how they present themselves.
Yes.
Presenting the gospel very well, showing that indeed they are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And I know that they may be branded as people which are not fashionable.
Okay.
They may be branded as outdated, but the Bible says that this thing, this gospel, it is foolishness to those who perish.
Mm.
But it's power unto it. People may laugh at not showing your breasts, you're not showing your curves, you're not showing your thighs, and all those type of things. But I want to say, hold on until the end, you know. In times where people think it's okay and it's fashionable, it's okay to just take your pictures with a bra and a panty because you are at the beach and then posting those pictures on Facebook and people say, wow, woman of God, you're looking fine, you're looking hot, you're looking all right.
That's what they do. That's what they do. I mean, I recently today I saw this picture. I'm not going to mention, but I saw the picture of someone where people they were saying, you're hot, I mean, but well, I mean, so I thought maybe I'm the one who's having a problem. Sometimes when it's because the way she was wearing, I think, because what do they call that baruch wala baring? Skinny jean. Yeah, skinny jean.
Yeah.
Come sir, I do breathe skinny jean. So then just imagine.
And then you're trying to correct that and you say or you rather you have responses such as when no shabile. When on a limatata mrut. I'm just gonna translate that because of our international listeners.
Yeah.
They say, what were you looking at? You're the one that is having a problem. You're wicked. In fact, you're full of lust.
Yeah.
You know, take your eyes off at her. Then just don't look at her. Just allow her to be her. And Christ accepts her. Because Christ says...
It is like that. That's why they're saying it. And sometimes they tell you that you have a problem.
Yeah.
You have a problem. You have a problem.
You know that... It's... if I were to brand it or give it a name, I would say it's Cain spirit. It's Cain spirit.
Mm.
Yeah, the spirit that says, I don't care whether I kill you or not, as long as I'm alive.
As long as I'm alive, yeah.
Yeah, one, I protect my brother.
Another iron,
you know, that's who, you know, we don't use our, you know, and we don't defy the fact that there are men which are wicked, even if Musadi Abe Hanke.
Yeah, yeah.
There are men like that. We're not trying to justify and say those.
Yeah.
You know, the focus of Africa, it's the last.
Yeah.
You know, so for us, that's the reason why we are turning the focus on women, you know. And we're looking at it from the point that, as well, history is nothing but sex symbols.
Mm.
Yeah, hurry. That's all she's good at. She must just get naked and then we lick sushi out of her.
Mm.
And take your temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost lives in the inside of you. Your heart is pure, and you carry in the inside beauty of holiness.
Mm.
You know, there's beauty in holiness. There's beauty in integrity. There's beauty in being respectful. There's beauty in modesty. There's beauty in wearing appropriately. There's dignity in that. When people see you, they see God. They don't see the devil.
Yeah.
You know, so we are saying...
take your armor back, woman of God, and don't be ashamed of the fact that you serve Christ. Don't be ashamed of the fact that when are you not wearing like the people of the world. Of course you are dead us. Mm-hmm. He created us male and female. So we are in the image and the likeness of God. And mm-hmm. the Bible says we have been fearfully and wonderfully crafted or wonderfully made. You don't start being beautiful the way you are. You don't need to look skinny before you can be called beautiful.
Yeah.
You are beautiful, and you need to confess that with your own mouth, that I'm fearfully, I'm wonderfully made. When you wake up in the morning and you say, this is the day that the Lord has made, I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it. I am beautiful, wise. I am blessed. My day is blessed. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm the child of God.
Yeah.
That's the attitude that we should carry. We must not wait for compliments. If you've done new hair and nobody compliments you, then you feel like you're ugly. You feel like you're ugly because you're not wearing synthetic hair. You feel like you're ugly because you're not wearing hair character. It's for women. It comes from the...
No. I just want to pray. I pray. But
amen. Say this, Maruti. The issue of... let's just take something as simple as a cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is allowed, but not everything is beneficial.
Mm.
So choose that which benefits not just an individual. We must not be selfish people that says, I don't care what other people, if they fall because of me, I don't care. We must not be that generation. Mm. We must be a generation that says, I care about my brother. I care about my sister. I don't want to disturb them. I don't want them to fall, me being used as an instrument of lust.
Mm.
I care for them, and I'm going to protect them. I know that my body is well curved up. I know that my cleavage is well made, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to cover myself and present myself very well so that I can help my brothers not to fall and fall away from the grace of God and fall away from the work of grace. You know, I want to be that type of a person, you know. So we want to give birth to that breed that says there's nothing wrong about preserving your body. There's nothing wrong about being naked only to your husband. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. Mm. But there is something absolutely wrong if you are a child of God, but you look like a Proverbs 7 woman. You look like, for lack of a better word, you look like like a worldly woman.
Yeah.
There's definitely something wrong about that. And if you are that type of a woman, it means whenever you go to shop, you don't take Christ with you. You don't take the Holy Spirit with you, because it's very important to say, even you must always have the opinion of the Holy Spirit. When you buy that T-shirt, you must say, God, do you allow? Is it okay?
Mm.
And if the Holy Spirit, through discernment, says to you, yes, then you take it. And if the Holy Spirit says to you, no, this is not good for you, you are the child of the living God, then you leave it, even if you like it. But because God does not like it, you don't take it. Because remember, it must no longer be you. It must no longer be you and your interest. It must no longer be you and your will. It must be the will of God in you. It must no longer be you. It must be Christ that lives in the inside of you. So it must no longer be your will, but it must be His will.
Yeah. So, you see, there is this group of people. They are only interested, like, they only protect the cleavage only. One. Then I want to have a private part. They can leave it outside, they don't have a problem. They only worry about the cleavage. That no, I tell you, Matala Saligunt. And this thing has been filtered to the churches. And it somehow making the body of Christ to the way they're doing things, it makes the body of Christ
to be mocked.
Yeah,
to be
mocked. Because when people look at it, they said, So we pray, we believe that may God help us. Yeah, may God help us, Maruti. And may God help, really may God help us. And
amen.
And give us strength, because it is tough. Believe in me, Maruti, it's tough. We, you know, somebody mentioned something, Ari, how I wish, Ari, Ridre uniform in the body of Christ. Somehow, I don't know, Ari Gadre uniform.
It's a two, sir, because there's like if what our ya the mini scared because we create a info. So I somehow like these other churches that they're having a uniform. Well, somehow you if you can see what is happening now, you can say they are somehow correct because of the way
what is happening.
The way things are happening. You can say, well, I think these people they are, you can suck on them.
You can
because of the way things are done now.
Yeah. Hey. Because you find a person with the so-called gabam short and the bra basically.
Yeah.
So, but in tongue, but eating the stomach out.
Yeah, the stomach out.
And she is there. She's worshiping the Lord. She's rolling on the floor. She's in the spirit. I'm not sure which spirit it is.
Nevertheless,
she's in the spirit. And now, if you may try to correct her, she may even sue you.
Mm.
You know, because she's got rights. You see, that's the thing, that we honor the rights or the legal systems more than we honor God and the word of the Lord, which must be the primary law, you know. But at the same time, I just want to say, if you are there and you are listening to us tonight, you might be the daughter, you might be a son, you might be a mother, you might be a father.
Mm.
If you are a father, it's important for you to make sure that the law of God is being obeyed in your family. You know, not necessarily being being iron fisted, as to say, but to let your children, even your wife, to understand how presentability is very important, how they must value themselves. If a person cannot value himself or herself, how can we, as the outsiders, value you if you can't value yourself?
Yeah.
Number two, if you are a woman of God and you're listening to us today, beauty is good deeds, and beauty is good character. Beauty is good personality. Beauty is not, people say beauty is skin deep. You know, some people define beauty as complexion. Some people think beauty is complexion. She thinks just because she's lighter, then beauty is being lighter.
Okay.
And ugliness is being darker. Some people think beauty is being taller. And when you're not tall, when you're shorter, then you're not beautiful.
Mm.
Some people think, they define beauty as being slender. They think if you're size 38 or size 40 or 44, then you're no longer beautiful.
Yeah.
They think beauty is about size. It's about being size 30 or 32 or 34.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So sometimes we define beauty in a way that beauty has never been. There's a difference between physical appearance and beauty.
Mm.
Yeah, physical appearance is something else. It's how you appear. Now, that outer beauty is defined by the one who looks at you.
Mm.
That is why they say there, the people of the world, they say beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. That's the outside beauty.
Mm.
But the inner beauty, man, is timeless, man. Hey.
Yeah.
It's timeless, man. The beauty is there even if you have a skin disease. The beauty is there even if you've cut your hair. Your beauty is there even if you're dark or light, you're tall or short, you're slender or not so slender.
Mm.
Your beauty is deep, is inside, is in the heart, is in your character, is the way you treat people, is the way you treat yourself, the way you respect yourself, the way you honor God, the way you appreciate other people. That beauty, that is unparalleled.
Mm. Mm. I hear you. Okay. Let's just... the time is 8:42. It is 18 minutes to 9. We're still meditating. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am in the studio now. Gaming amount, you know, it's a gaming amount. I'm no longer sitting down because it is hot. It's getting hot.
Yeah.
We still continue. So let's just go to the break. We'll come back.
We'll continue.
By the Grace Radio, BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide a man and a mamu, Timothy and Mamu Rata, Utona Neneola, Wooding a Doctor, with Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Sign off with technical issues, but we thank God we are continuing to the heart and soul of the people. 11 minutes to Chile time, started half past, bro. Everything is gonna start at time because we had some technical issues.
Okay,
it's awesome. We are by the Green Thread. I am with Pastor Pet. We're meditating, we're talking about the beauty of women. We know that tomorrow it's everybody's excited, it's spring. That's what they say on whatever that you are wearing.
Yeah.
You are grown up, don't wear like
you're wearing like a child.
Yeah, there are people who are wearing like a child.
Like a child.
Yeah, so I mean, you are no longer a child, you are growing up. Wear like a grown person.
Yeah.
And obviously they're not going to wear something. They want everybody to see the tattoo.
To see the tattoo.
So that is a problem.
Hey.
Because when people do things, they want to be seen.
Doing things for the people, not doing things for God.
Yeah, that's why we're begging each and everyone tomorrow. We beg you, please present God. Present God wherever you are going. Whatever that you are going to do, you need to present God. Don't present yourself, just present.
And and amplify your words through what you of you might have already read. Psalms, Proverbs 31, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
It says, she is clothed with strength.
Mm.
You know, I just like verse 25 when she says, she's clothed with strength and with dignity.
Mm.
You know, we understand, you know, at the beach, obviously, you cannot do that. You must learn where you are, be it at the very well on Sunday.
Yeah,
if I'm a child of God, don't be ashamed of that. If you go to extend, very expensive, beautiful, just the way you are, you beautiful. If I was just a little bit taller,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people say I would be beautiful if I was just a little bit lighter,
mm-hmm.
you know. Some people say I would be beautiful if I just had a better smile.
Mm.
You know, some people say I would be beautiful if just my texture was all right. No, no, no. You are beautiful and God loves you just the way you are, you know. And make you look beautiful, but you appear beautiful. You are beautiful in the heart more especially because God looks at the heart. So may God give you favor, woman of God, that you be blessed coming in, that you be blessed going out. Don't look down on yourself. You don't need an ex. A tattoo does not make people beautiful. You're beautiful just the way you are, just the way God has made you. You heard that song, and I believe that is very important for a woman to tell herself what God has already said. Don't allow the devil to whisper to you, "Horuwe na umo ubiman."
Yeah.
You know, the devil is a liar, you know. Don't allow the devil to give you low self-esteem. You know, and to the people of the world or the women of the world, you know, you're posting pictures on the internet, on Instagram, and people don't say enough. What is that?
Mm.
You appear beautiful. You are beautiful because God made you that way, and God made you the way He knows. Everything that God touches is beautiful, man. God cannot make a mistake. Even your hair on your head not mean it's a mistake. The way God values you. You must start to love yourself the way God loves you. You must start to appreciate yourself the way God appreciates.
Yeah, you Maruti. So let me just say, honestly, this thing we call it high heels.
Oh, high heels. Yes.
Yeah. No. What are you wearing? Mini skirt or high heels? You can wear high heels, but you killing people. You killing them. It becoming very big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next time, then we start blaming.
Hey, so I just want to give my parting shot, and it has been wonderful. We sometimes are given the authority from God to encourage sons and daughters to correct where we need to correct and to have a parting shot. Verse 30. It says, charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman will tsaba Modimo.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to leave all the women of the world with this verse that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know, it does not matter what people say. People may give you names. People may label you if you are doing the will of God and you fear God. But tell you one thing. There comes a time where God, well done. The people which stood against you, the people which were giving you wrong influence. And here is another thing. Walk with the wise. Walk with the women which fear the Lord. If you are a woman of God, power in association, like they are going to work with the women and the men who fear the Lord will be praised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mina ngumfazi osaba uNkulunkulu ngendlela okuthanda ngakhona uNkulunkulu ngoba ngiyumfazi osaba uJehova. Ngingowesifazane osaba uJehova.
I hear you. So we are signing off, but I want to play this song before we sign off, Maruti, by it saying, I give you, this is my desire.
My desire,
I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I give you with our body, with our people, with this time, same place. I don't know tomorrow what we're gonna say, but the producer, we appreciate everything. Bye bye.